This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Welcome, everybody. I'm so glad you're here, and people who just want to celebrate storytelling. So this is just wonderful that you're here, and I'm so glad. We've been doing this for 30 years, and this is maybe the best week ever. So thank you. I just got to say something about how this thing began. It began with Joe Wambaugh, who passed away today. Exactly. And I just want to honor who Joe was and what he did. He's the reason we have this format. So very, very quick anecdote. I know we're here to hear Mitch, but I just want to tell you what kind of the history of this was. I wanted Joe to come and talk to our students 30 years ago, he said no. And the only way you could reach him was his fax number. And he faxed me back and said, no, I don't do talks, I don't do readings. But then there was an afterthought at the bottom of his rejection that said, but if somebody wants to ask me questions, I could do that. So we got our good buddies from UCSD TV who are here, thank you very much. We got them to come to a small conference room on the campus. We had about 80 people here. Oh, there it is, look at that. We weren't even a university. Anyway, we were able to get Joe here. And here's the thing, I get a little OCD on preparation for these things. I read every one of Joe's books before he came. So I was so ready for this guy, and we had a ball.
I've had my Joseph Wambaugh immersion for the last 4 to 6 weeks, where I've read almost all of your books, and have come up with You tell me if I'm accurate here on what some of the themes of those books would be. As if someone were to say, what is a Joseph Wambaugh book about? You tell me if I'm accurate here. It's about betrayal. It's about corruption. It's about the darkness of the human spirit, but gosh, is it funny. would that be inaccurate?
Yeah, that's not bad, actually, yeah.
Most work that is written about police officers, let me make sure I get this right, is about how cops act on a job. And what you did with New Centurions was write about how a job acts on the cop.
Yeah, that's what I did with all my stuff, you know. Police procedurals generally tell how a cop acts on the job, and I was more interested in how the job acts on the cop's head. So from the very beginning, that was my interest. And that's what I wrote about, and that's what made my stuff different, I guess. Because, you know, some of my stories, police stories, have virtually no action whatsoever. No gunplay.
A lot of mind games.
Nothing much happening except what's happening inside the head of the man or woman who's doing the job.
Which is so much more what you write about rather than just police action and things like that. There's so much about what goes on in a person's heart and in a person's mind in what you write. In fact, the New York Times said you use police writing as a way to express your views of society. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah, I guess if I'm that pessimistic and cynical, I guess it is.
Well, because
my characters are pretty much, aren't they?
Are you that pessimistic and cynical?
I guess so. I probably am.
Did the job do that to you, or did you go into the job?
No, I know the job did. Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
You were a Rousseau reader began.
I was much more romantic and optimistic and all of that, as a young person should be. And police work did warp me a bit. I just hang out now with dogs.
We just had a ball. He was awesome. And so we've stayed in touch. He lived just a couple of blocks from here, walked his dogs on our campus. But I just want to thank and honor Joe for the way he was with us that made us want to do this again the next year, and then the next year, and the next year. It was thanks to him and just his willingness and his generosity, and we're just really, really grateful. I since did a couple other events with him. One, some of you might have been there at the Festival of Books at USD, and we were doing a thing on crime writing, and so I called him and said, "Hey, come on, we want to have you come, and let me talk to you again. Let me do another interview with you and with T. Jefferson Parker." And he said on the phone, he said, "Nobody remembers me." He said, "Why would I do that? Nobody knows who I am." Here's the best part. He goes, "I'm older than Joe Biden. Why would anybody want to come hear me?" And I said, "Trust me. You just got to trust me." So we got him to come to USD, and the theater was full, and it was just a big love fest in there. They just loved it, and he just was honored again. And I just want to publicly acknowledge how much I appreciate what Joe Wambaugh meant, not just to the world, but really to the Writers' Symposium. So we're just really, 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 really grateful.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.